Just a few verses as we close from the book of the Psalms. Psalm 105. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. There's a picture of the cross here. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. And whenever our Lord Jesus was smitten, there came out not only blood, but water. And it was a fulfillment of this. The waters of the rock gushed out, and they ran in dry places like a river. And there was nothing drier than our hearts, brethren and sisters. Our heart was a very dry place. But Jesus' blood and the water from his side opened up and came forth. And that pictures the Holy Spirit, who like a mighty river runs through the earth. The mighty Holy Spirit came to our hearts, and he turned a barren, dry ground, a wilderness, into what we trust will become a well-watered garden in good time. The Lord did that from the rock smitten for us. And so there's the picture of the cross. There's the power of the cross. There's a promise that came, that brought the cross, his promise, his covenant promise to Abraham. There's a people that have been redeemed by the cross. He brought forth his people with joy, his chosen with gladness, gave them the lands of the heathen. And the purpose of the cross, to make us holy, because it says that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. And so, brethren and sisters, we don't keep the law to be saved. That's the wrong order. We're saved, and we want to keep the law because we're saved. That's the right order. So learn to distinguish law and gospel. Law first, to convict us of sin, to drive us to Christ. Forgiveness and grace in him, and then the help and grace that he gives us to keep the law. We're not saved by the law. We never could be. We're saved by Jesus Christ. It's all of grace. So be comforted, people of God. Rest in his love. Trust in his blood. And you have forgiveness of sins through all of that. And he'll give you grace more and more day by day. Be law keepers, but you do it because you love him, not because you want to be right with him, because you love him. So get the order right, law and gospel. There's no one that had a better understanding of the law and gospel than Martin Luther, and it took him many days to figure it out, but he did, through grace. Let's pray. Lord, bless the word to thy flock, encourage them and comfort them. And we do praise the Lord. And may we now be brought home safely. And the grace of our Lord Jesus with us. And the mission ahead this week, Lord, do thou bless it mightily. And Lord, water the seed that has been sown in the ground. And make it to bring forth a harvest to thy praise and glory. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.